Chapter 6 Matthew and Marilla. But when Anne arrived back at Green Gables, she felt something was wrong. Matthew looked much older than before. "What's the matter with him?" Anne asked Marilla. "He's had some heart problems this year," replied Marilla. "And you don't look well yourself," said Anne. "My head, it hurts often, behind my eyes." Marilla paused. "But there's another thing, Anne. Have you heard anything about the church bank?" "I heard it was having some problems," replied Anne. "Yes," said Marilla. "Well, all of our money is in that bank. I know Matthew is worried about it." The next day, a letter came from Matthew. He opened it, and his face turned gray. "What's the matter?" cried Marilla. Anne also saw Matthew's face. Suddenly, Matthew dropped to the ground. Anne and Marilla tried to wake Matthew, but they were too late. Matthew was dead. When the doctor came, he said it was his heart. "Did he have some bad news lately?" "The letter," cried Anne. "Let's look at it. Oh, Marilla, look! The church bank closed down. All their customers lost their money. Your money and Matthew's is all gone." Everyone in Avonlea was sorry to hear that Matthew died. At first, Anne could not cry. But then she remembered Matthew's smiling face when she told him about the Avery Prize. Suddenly, she started crying and couldn't stop. Marilla hugged her, and they sobbed together. "Crying can't bring him back," whispered Marilla. "We'll have to learn to live without him, Anne." A few days later, Marilla said, "I'll miss you when you go to Redmond College, Anne. What are the other Avonlea students going to do?" "Some will teach, and others are going to stay at Queen's," replied Anne. "What about Gilbert?" asked Marilla. "Isn't he going to teach at Avonlea School?" Anne did not say anything. Marilla continued, "He's tall and good-looking now, don't you think? Like his father, John. You know, John and I were very good friends years ago." Anne was surprised. "What happened? Why didn't you?" "Well, we had a fight," said Marilla. "I forgot about what. He asked me to be friends again, but I couldn't forgive him. Later, I was sorry, but he didn't speak to me again. If we had, oh well, it was a long time ago." The next day, Marilla went to the doctor's. When she came back, she looked tired and sick. "What did the doctor say?" asked Anne. "If I'm not careful, I will be blind in 6 months." Anne was shocked. She couldn't say anything. "Don't worry about me," said Marilla. "I think I will have to sell the farm." Marilla started crying. That night, Anne sat alone in her bedroom. She thought and thought for a long time. Before she went to sleep, she had made a plan. The next morning, Anne told her plan to Marilla. You can't sell Green Gables. It's our home. Just listen. I have a great idea. I won't go to Redmond College. It's too far away. Instead, I'm going to teach in one of the village schools near here. Then I can live there during the week and come home on the weekends to help you. It's a good plan, isn't it? Oh, Anne, said Marilla, everything will be all right if you stay here. But you must go to Redmond if you want to study. Redmond doesn't matter, laughed Anne. I will be a really good teacher. That's the best that I can do anyway. Marilla shook her head and tried not to cry. You're a good girl, Anne. A few days later, Mrs. Lynn came to visit. She had some good news. Did you know that Gilbert decided to leave his job? She said. Why did he do that? Asked Anne. When he heard about your plans, he decided to give up his job, said Mrs. Lynde. That way, you can be the teacher at Avonlea. Then you can live at Green Gables. Oh, said Anne, surprised. That's very nice of him. Later that day, Anne was walking by the river. She saw Gilbert. Anne stopped and waved at him. Gilbert, she said softly, what you did was very sweet. Thank you very much. I'm happy to help you, Anne, said Gilbert. Are we going to be friends now? Have you forgiven me for calling you carrots? Anne laughed. I forgave you a long time ago, she said. I'm sure we're going to be very good friends, said Gilbert. Can I walk you home? When Anne came into the kitchen at Green Gables, Marilla said, You look very happy, Anne. Was that Gilbert who came home with you? Yes, Marilla, said Anne. Her face was red. Gilbert and I decided to be friends. Oh, Marilla, I think life is going to be good for all of us. We have each other, and we'll keep our Green Gables. What could be better than that?